My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here.
Hey God, it's me. Okay, God, so I am just completely frustrated and I am so over this project. So you know the project that I've been working on for the past 4 months? I'm finally done. I was so excited to finally launch it and be done. And God, when I launched it, it wasn't even the product that people wanted. Like, what in the world is going on? I mean, I was so sure that this is what my people wanted. This is what my tribe wanted. This is what the Gratitude First Gardeners wanted. But I launched it and I heard absolute crickets. Like, what's up with that, God? Did I miss something? Did I miss like some sign? What did I not see? Where did I go wrong? Please help me to figure this out so I don't do this again. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, nothing is working because you are out of alignment.
I won't give up. I'll keep on trying even when I'm down. I know it's tough, but it's the only thing I've got.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment and close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And think of all of the ways and all of the things that we are grateful for today. If we really sit and reflect on our lives and the people in our lives and all of our blessings, we can find a ton of things to be grateful for. So often as we're going through life, it's busy, we're in that hustle and bustle mode, and sometimes we forget to just stop and say thank you. So right now, I want us to just take a moment out of our busy days and just stop and say thank you. Let us do that now. Very good, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and we'll open our eyes and start the show after this short break.
I'm trying even when I'm down. I know it's tough, but it's the only thing I've got.
are you guys doing today? I hope you are having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month. Yay! OMG, you guys, it's Halloween weekend. Happy Halloween weekend. And guys, if you don't celebrate Halloween, I totally get it. I know there's a lot of thoughts about Halloween. I love the costumes and I love the leaves changing. Like, I love the changing of seasons. But if you don't celebrate Halloween, just skip past this intro. The main part of the episode is going to be good. So just go ahead and like fast forward past that. But if you do celebrate Halloween, I want to know what you're going to be. So come and talk to me on Instagram at gratitudefirst.com. I was about to give you guys my email address, but gratitudefirst.com, gratitude 1st. You can also email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. I would love to see your costumes. I would love to know what you do for Halloween, like any traditions that you guys have. This year, what are we doing, you guys? Oh my gosh. So my, like, everyone around me is traveling, you guys. Like, everyone's traveling, but my son and I, we are going to stay here. I found like, oh my God, you guys, I don't know what that was, but I found this really, cool, like little kids, festival, I guess. Like, they're doing face painting and like little kids activities, a costume contest. So I'm going to take my son there. That's going to be fun. Yay. I asked my son this year what he wanted to be, and he said, "Mommy, I want to be a wizard." That is a interesting costume for a four-year-old. I was expecting him to say something like Spider-Man or I don't know. But yeah, so he wanted to be a wizard, you guys. He loves, oh my gosh. So I ordered his costume off of Amazon, and it came with like this little abracadabra stick that like lights up. Oh, he has a blast with that thing, you guys. OMG, it's so cute. He just like waves it around and he he pretends like he's turning stuff into something else, like abracadabra. He turned me into, I think I was a pumpkin. I've been an apple. He's turned me into a couple of things with his abracadabra wand. It's so cute. And I am going to be a 1920s flapper, you guys. I'm usually something like Disney related, but I was like, no, this year I'm going to change it up. I'm not going to be some type of Disney character this year. So I am going to be a 1920s flapper. Yay! Super cute. So I want to see your costumes. I want to see what you're going to be. I love this time of year. Everything's changing. The leaves are just transforming, just like we do in life. So it's cool to see the cycles of nature, right? So yeah, happy Halloween, my loves. Okay, so let us jump into this episode. So today, you guys, we are going to, oh my gosh, I forgot the topic because I'm so excited about Halloween, you guys. Yes. We are going to talk about alignment, you guys. I literally blinked out right there, you guys, because I was so excited about Halloween. OMG. Okay, we're going to talk about alignment and how do you know when you are in alignment? Okay, so the first thing I want to say is that, you know, when you're questioning, right? Let's say you're starting a project or you're, anything that you're doing, you're questioning or deciding between two different job opportunities, or you're starting a project or something like that. And you're just like, oh, is this in alignment? Is this really what I should be doing with my life at this time, right? Sometimes we go through that tug of war. Sometimes we really don't know if we're in alignment or if it's like the best path for us. So I just wanted to give you some quick tips on how I know and recognize when I'm in alignment, okay? So the very first thing I want to say, you guys, and I heard this from one of my NLP coaches, and I thought it was brilliant. And it might mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But what she said was 1% doubt equals 100% uncertainty. So 1% doubt equals 100% uncertainty, right? And here's how I feel that this plays out in this scenario, right? If you're, let's say you're being offered or you're having to choose between two different jobs, right? And one job is like a little bit too big for your britches, right? So maybe you're super excited about the job, but you're just like, you know, I'm a little bit afraid that I can't do it, right? Some of the tasks or some of the items in the job description, I'm so new at, I haven't had a lot of experience in. So there's that little bit of, you know, anxiousness and that little bit of, you know, asking yourself if you can do it, right? Now, let's say the second job, you're like, oh, I can totally do this, right? I've done all of these tasks before. I'm a pro at this. I know exactly what I'm doing. But let's say you're questioning, like, is this even the right path for me though, right? Let's say there are two different jobs in two different industries. And maybe you've been wanting to go into industry A, but you're not sure because you're a little afraid because you don't have that much experience. But industry B, you have a ton of experience in, but you're just like, am I, you know, should I just take the job that I have a ton of experience in just because it's comfortable and I'm familiar, right? So when I think of like in that specific scenario, what I think of is that, you know, that 1% doubt is like, am I aligned on this path, right? If I take job B that's comfortable and that's familiar, you know, if I'm doubting if this is the path that I'm supposed to go down, then that's where that uncertainty and that doubt comes in, right? There's a difference between, you know, there's a difference between saying, you know, I don't have enough experience because you can always get more experience, right? There's a difference between saying, I don't have enough experience. I'm going to need to learn more. I'm going to need to take more classes. But I know that this is the path that's aligned for me. This is the path that I want to go down. I can feel it in my gut and in my heart and in my soul. But I just need to learn more, right? So you're in that sort of like apprenticeship phase where you're learning. Maybe you have a mentor. Maybe your manager or your boss is teaching you the ropes. But you feel good about the job in the career. And you're like, but this is aligned, right? Even though I have to learn a couple of things, it's still in alignment. Versus I'm comfortable with this specific role, but is it still in alignment? Is this even the path that I'm supposed to go down? And what happened, you guys, is in my life, when I have chosen the easier path, God always uproots me in some type of way anyway. So let's say I was choosing between the two jobs, and I just decided, okay, well, at this time, I don't really want to learn a lot of new things. I'm just going to go with the job that's comfortable and that's familiar. Like in that type of scenario, you guys, I would literally, something would uproot me from that job, right? Whether it's like, you know, whatever, like it can be so many different things, but somehow, some way, I would get uprooted from that job. So it's like God in the universe, like course corrects me and says, okay, well, you chose that path, but that's not in alignment with where you're supposed to go. So now we're going to uproot you and show you a different way or give you another option. So now you can choose the path that's most in alignment, right? So how I feel about, you know, the paths that we choose, I feel like we're going to end up in our correct destination, but it could take a little longer for us to get there, right? So if you are really meant to, you know, let's say you're meant to be, I don't know, like a coach, or you're meant to be a psychiatrist, or you're meant, like that is your calling, right? I feel like, you know, you could choose different paths and you might go down one way. And instead of, you know, taking you 5 years, you know, to become a coach or a therapist or a psychiatrist, I don't know how long it usually takes you guys, but just giving an example, instead of it taking you 5 years with schooling and all of that, because you chose this different path, you know, it now took you 7 years because you had to learn some things. You had to figure out that that new path wasn't in alignment and you had to get rerouted back to the right path, right? So I feel like if it is your destiny to do something, like what is for you, right? It can't be taken away from you because that is your destiny. That's why you're here on this earth. But because of our free will, we can delay the process, right? So if something was originally supposed to take a year, let's say it was supposed to take a year, you know, for you to get that business up and running that you've been thinking about for the, you know, the past 2 years or something. And you're like, okay, now I'm finally going to go for it. I'm going to get the business up and running. But let's say, you know, a business partner comes up to you and they're like, yeah, you know, I think that we're supposed to be in business together. And because you're so used to doing everything on your own, you're like, no, I want to do this on my own. But let's say with that business partner, you know, you could have, you know, made your first 100,000, 200, 300,000 in your business in that first year because you need, it's your destiny. It's your calling to be linked to that business partner. But because you decided that you wanted to go on your own, now it's going to take you some extra time. And then maybe 2 years down the line, that business partner hits you up again and is like, hey, you know, I'm still feeling like we're supposed to be in business together. And finally, 2 years later, you're like, okay, yeah, I feel it now too, right? After you went down that different path and you had to come learn a few things and come back to your right path, right? So I feel like, you know, when we are meant to do something, we will do it. It's just a matter of the timing. How long will it take you to meet that person, right? That you're supposed to be in partnership with, right? If that person is doing their own thing and you're doing your own thing, it might take you longer than it was originally supposed to take you because of our free will. So that's one thing that I want to say about our paths, right? Now, the second thing, you know, so you will be uprooted if you're like totally out of alignment. And no matter how long it takes, if it's your destiny, it's your destiny, right? Whatever you're meant to do in this life, what is for you is for you. It might take a little longer, but it's still for you, right? That's the second thing. The third thing I want to say, you guys, is when I am in alignment, you guys, things come to me so easily. Like one way I can tell that I am out of alignment is if I am just struggling, nothing's working, right? I'm trying this thing, nothing's working. I'm trying a different way, nothing's working. That means that I am out of alignment, right? As soon as I am in alignment, it's like everything, the chips just fall into place. All of the puzzle pieces just fall into place. And it like things just come to me so easily, you guys. So let's say in your business, right? You're trying to figure out, am I in alignment with this business? Now, every business is work, you guys. So I'm not saying, you know, you're going to start your business today and tomorrow it's going to be like booming and you're going to be like the star of like wherever you live, whatever town you live, or the star of Instagram or whatever, right? No, business is work. Okay. So you are going to have to put in that work. But if you are struggling and then you're starting to ask yourself, you know, after some months or a year or 2 years or whatever, however long you've been in your business, like, why am I still struggling? Why is nothing, you know, that I'm doing working? I'm trying all of these different things. I'm being consistent in my business. I'm being productive. I'm taking the classes. I got the coaching. Even with all of that, nothing is working. Then it might be that you're out of alignment. That's not even the business that you're supposed to be in. And a lot of times, you guys, we know what we're supposed to be doing with our lives, but we're scared, right? So we're scared of starting that other business because we think people will laugh at us, or it's not really the image that we want to portray, right? Or, you know, we don't want people to know that we're into that stuff. Like, let's say you were thinking about starting like, a character couture. How do you say that? Business or something, right? But you're like this serious lawyer that's like known for being like super serious and super stern, right? So why would you want to star a caricature? I can't say that word, so we're going to switch it to something else. So why would you want to start an action figure business? We're going to call it an action figure business. Why would you want to start an action figure business as like the serious lawyer, right? So, you know, sometimes we feel like it'll mess up our image, right? But if you know, like in your heart, like, man, I really want to start this action figure business, but I'm just going to, you know, continue to offer these consulting sessions on the side of doing, you know, all of my cases and stuff, and you know that the consulting isn't going as well as it should be going, it may be because you're out of alignment, you guys, and your soul and your heart and God is calling you to start this other business, but you're just like, no, because I don't want to ruin my image. I don't want people to laugh at me. I, you know, have a reputation to uphold, right? And that's just one example, but you know, sometimes we don't start the businesses or do the projects or what have you that we are supposed to do because we're trying to protect our image, right? Or, you know, yeah, basically our image, right? So if you're in a business right now and it's not, you know, like I said, business takes time to get off the ground, you guys. So I'm not talking about people who just started their business. If you've been in your business for a while, I want you to think about, like, am I really in alignment? Is God calling me to do something else, but I'm ignoring it? And you know, that's why I'm struggling. Because once you know, if you switch over, and you don't even have to fully switch over, but just try the other business, right, for a little bit. And if you see those blessings in that money, in those clients, in those sales start pouring in from that other business, like fairly quickly, then that is one way that you're going to be able to tell that you were not in alignment, you guys. So I'll give you an example of this. There was a time, you guys, when I applied for a job, right? I totally forgot about the job. I applied for it and then I totally forgot that I applied for it. And I wasn't checking the email address that I applied for it with. I wasn't checking that email address regularly. And I would check it from time to time, but the manager or the CEO from that job, she was emailing me, but I, for some reason, I didn't see those emails, right? Even though I checked that email from time to time, but it wasn't an email that I checked often. It wasn't my main email account, right? Now, this woman was emailing me for 2 months, you guys, asking me for an interview, you know, just email after email. I think she probably sent me about 4 or 5 emails within those 2 months. And for some reason, I just never saw the email, right? So finally, one day I logged into that email account and I was like, oh my God, this lady has been literally emailing me for the past 2 months, but I didn't see this email. And guys, when I got on that interview, like, it was so easy for me to get that job. Everything was in alignment, right? Now, what CEO is going to wait for you to respond for 2 months, right? Like, that doesn't happen. The, you know, usually they will move on and they'll be like, okay, we're going to find another candidate. You know, I need someone to help me right now. I'm not going to wait for this girl to respond, right? But that is what happens when you're in alignment, you guys. People will stop and wait for you, even if you don't see the emails, even if you miss the phone calls. What's meant for you is meant for you. And it will be so easy for you to get that thing once you actually do the work, right? So I sent out my resume, I did the work, and that job was meant for me, right? So that's what I mean by being in alignment, you guys. The chips will literally line up. All of the dominoes, all of the puzzle pieces will line up because you are in alignment, okay? So, you know, when you're out of alignment, if you're struggling, and you know that you're being called to do something else, I want you to ask yourself, am I really in alignment right now? Am I really in alignment? And maybe just start that thing on the side, and see how it goes, right? See if that thing feels better, feels more aligned for you, and then take it from there on your next steps, right? But when you're in alignment, you guys, a lot of times things happen, like miracles happen, or, you know, things that are so out of the ordinary will happen, like that lady waiting 2 months for me to reply because it's in alignment. It was an experience and a job that I was supposed to have at that time. You get what I'm saying? So if you're struggling right now, ask yourself, am I in alignment? Okay, I love you. Thank you so much, you guys. Love you so much. Have a good day. See you next week. Bye.
I won't give up. I'll keep on trying even when I'm down. I know it's tough, but it's the only thing I've got. Despite everything, I'll keep my head up high after every beat.
The Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you. Stay blessed. And manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.